Next one, manager's report. Thank you, Ken. I see the flag flying. I hope all of you noticed that out there over by the general store. New flag. Ken and Joe got that dug and got the flag for our annual meeting coming up. Thank you. Alrighty, cabins. We have been, Barbara and I spoke with Shelley and Shauna last weekend concerning some of the comments made by different members in terms of what's happening with the cabins. And one of the problems that existed was that cabin 2 and 4 specifically have had rodents. And it's not just rodents getting into the cabin, it's rodents going up the sides of the walls and keeping people awake. And no matter what kind of traps, et cetera, that have been tried to keep them out, have not worked. Barbara mentioned that in the past, when Art or Lonnie was here, or Dan, I don't remember which one, they used a special frequency, this thing that actually kept them out, and it actually kept them out. So, Barbara, you want to talk a little bit about that, you and Brent?
I can tell you one sure way I found out with my truck. Yeah. I can't remember who told me this. Barbara
told me. Bounce sheets. Have you tried that?
No. Well, yeah, bounce sheets. Yeah. Great work. Yeah, fabric softeners. Ever since I put those in my truck, in my trailer, no mouse droppings, nothing. They hate the smell of that.
I think it works good for a real tight area, but for the inside the walls, you know what I mean? It doesn't, the smell doesn't get penetrated to the walls still.
Those are all everywhere you don't want. Now, I've been sleeping in cabin 2 and 4 for 6-7 years now. Cabin 4 is the worst. There's always been mice in the
Okay, this is what I did.
There's a way to seal on the bottom.
What I did is I got on the internet and did some research, and we discussed it between a bunch of us, and came up with this idea that there was an ultrasonic thing, a machine that sends off ultrasonic waves, okay? And it's heard by, as you guys know, it's heard by rodents or birds or insects and stuff, but people don't hear it. Dogs can hear a certain frequency, but if you turn it down low enough, rodents can hear it, but dogs can't, so it shouldn't bother the dog. And I ordered two of those off the internet. They are ran by a Steve Spell Brent, and I were going to go and work on it this afternoon or maybe tomorrow and try to hook up a little solar panel, a little battery, a little inverter, and try to get it where we can get one of those. That they do about 1,500 to 2,500 square foot. And so I figured, you know, that'll cover two, that'll cover four, and we're going to try it. Taylor and I actually are in two this weekend, and so we're going to put it in there and see if it works. Because I know last time I stayed in two, I heard those things all
the time. I have a fruit room off my garage that has always had mice get into it. And I put two of these along with the same circuit that goes to the garage door openers. I've never had a mouse in there in the last 6 or 7 years.
Sounds encouraging.
Okay. So we'll hope it works. Yeah. They cost $24.95, $25 plus a little bit of shipping. I think it was 33 or 34 or something like that, a piece. So to me, it's worth it because we put hundreds of dollars worth of rodent bait in there. I mean, Shelly just dumped how much in there? I mean,
a lot,
you know, and it just, you're like trying to poison the whole forest.
These should work really well. Mine were only $5 units.
Do they run, are they a battery operated deal, or are they direct plug?
Oh, they run off AC, but what we've done is we're going to get a little inverter. I'm going to donate a little 175 watt inverter with a panel that you can try it.
Well, the one I got works off batteries or AC, but the problem is, and that means these guys got to try and remember fixing the battery, replacing the batteries, you know how that goes. I just thought, let's get a little solar thing, let's get the thing set up and then forget it, you know. And that was my hope anyway, and so we'll see, and yeah, we're going
to. Well, anyway, I just wanted it to be in the minutes and be known that when we do hear concerns from members of different cabins and what's going on, we're trying to address those specific concerns. And one of them is the rodents in those specific two cabins, so we are working on it. Store sales. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I don't have that information. Shauna does. Okay. I
got
it from her.
Well,
I just got my notes from Mark.
Where did I put that? The thing is, with the store sales, I am noticing that there are a lot of people going in and not necessarily paying for what they're supposed to be paying for. I know if you looked at the budget, the amount of money that we have already budgeted for it, the amount that you have bought and I have bought for the store, it doesn't equal what it is that we should be having and showing on the books. Money from the store that was turned in just last weekend was $112.50. For the year, for everything that we've put out for that, it's a total of $541, which means we're really behind on the, no? Well, you guys, this is what I had from you. That you had emailed me. That was before? Oh, okay. So what we've done is, for the board's knowledge, is on a weekly basis, collect the money for both horse rides and for the store, so we have an ongoing account, know what we need, how much money is coming in from the store, what we sold, what we need. And from the last meeting, we discussed that so far Barbara and I have gone to places in Vegas or in St. George where it's a little cheaper, and we've been buying different items so they can be adjusted for the right amount for the store so that we can actually make some money on that. So that's what we're trying to do. There were some questions that were asked whether or not we could have a freezer. At this point, that's not something that we can do because solar system isn't functioning enough. And I don't know if anyone has ever looked into a gas or a propane freezer. Yes. So that right now isn't in the budget. The other thing was asking about having new shirts being put in there. I think we have to see that the store is a little more productive first before we can put any more money out. Unless, of course, that's what the board agrees. If you want to put any more money out, we already have the silk screening for some of the shirts. If that's what you want to do, if that's what people are asking for.
They're asking for larger sizes.
Let me,
one
comment about the store. Just reflecting back when I was in the other place, I know it's kind of a pain, but it was always, not always, but almost always, it was locked. And, of course, Vance and Diane had a lot of kids and family running around here, but they would open it up for you and get you what you wanted.
I was going to suggest the same thing.
If we're losing lots of money, I don't know if that might be the only option, is lock it and say,
come knock on the door.
Knock on the door.
For instance.
I seem to remember that's the way it was, though.
It still has a lock that functions on them?
It sounds like there's a few too many help yourselfers.
I think so. And then not pay for what they're taking out.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think? What do you think?
I would suggest that try it for a while.
Yeah,
see if we make some more money.
At least stop it bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's usually somebody always over at the house.
Okay. Well, if you'll try that, that'd be good.
Okay.
Horses. Now, again, maybe I have some incorrect information here. Barbara, do you have anything different? I have a quote that you said, the total for the year for horseback riding.
Well, the total of the amount that's been turned in is $395. It's on this.
Yes.
Okay, you're looking at that. $395 of the total amount that's been turned in for the year. What was the number you needed?
Last year you said at this time it was $755.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You've got another $180-something up there for you. This last week. From the 10th to now, it's 17 rides. He's done. So. And he's done a lot this week. We have done a lot of rides.
And with the horses, can you expand on, I think a number of other people have actually brought horses. What's our total number of horses we have here now?
12 total.
That are
and
right.
I believe that's including Scout.
That's exactly what we have in
the show. Two of them we don't ride. They're just not rideable. That's Shauna's horses. And she needs to come and get them if she wants to.
She mentioned that she would, or should we
ask
her?
I believe she has, yes. They're just the white horse. You cannot ride her. Ride him. He every time you get a person on there, a beginner or somebody, he'll run back, and he's just wild. I wouldn't trust him with anybody on it. The other one, you know, he broke my finger. One, and he's very hard to get people off of. So he wears up.
You let gravity do that.
And a little comment about Scout. What did you find out about Scout, too?
Well, he's not doing pretty good. I need somebody with some horse experience to tell me if we ought to put him down. If we ought to put him down, then let's put him down. And I'll cover the cost. So, no expense.
Mark said he's in a lot of pain. We bought pain medicine for him, and it's not helping. Another horse is sick on him a lot, too. They won't let him eat, drink. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't think we should put him down because the other horses pick on him. I think we have
to fire a lot of pain. He's in a lot of pain.
If he's not doing well, then let's just put him down and I'll dig a hole and put him in. I'll cover the cost.
Part of the that little memorial fund for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. Equipment. What's the nature of the equipment that we have at the ranch now?
Okay, the grader has blew, I guess, the hydraulic hose three different times. Every time we get a new one, we order it. It takes 3 weeks to get it. We get it back here. We start it up. Something happens, and it blows.
One of them
blows.
Same hose.
I don't think it's the same hose. I believe it's different hoses.
So we're getting there hose by hose.
Yeah.
And then it's down.
It takes 3 weeks to get it. It has been the ones we've ordered. I don't think they have the final one they've ordered, so they're waiting on that.
So is it working now or not?
No. We're still waiting for a hose.
Can't Price Plus make those hoses up on the spot?
They've been ordering it through Napa.
They should have all the fittings right there now.
Or at Littles.
That's what they said. Somebody go to Napa. Hold Mark. So he's been ordering the parts through Napa.
So okay, so they're saying a different. Don't go to Napa. Go someplace else.
I think
you can
go to Napa for oil.
Napa should be able to make them.
Napa's made hoses for us before, and they've worked fine. And the Parts Plus can make them. Littles can make them.
Nolan
can make them.
And he's got
them. Right on the spot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then I suggest go to a different direction and get those so it's not down every time we turn around.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Is the Kubota running?
Yes. They have been grading the roads with the Kubota. Well,
so yesterday,
dragging it. Yes.
They had a trailer behind them with gravel and holes where they bring it wash through culverts.
And I noticed that one hole that was on the road, Meadow Canyon Road, that there was a hole in the culvert, wasn't it? That's been fixed also?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it was Thursday night, and I was out.
Okay.
They were up fixing it.
You know, on Upper Slide Canyon Road, going towards the Forest Service, there's two lots that are not accessible right now because the whole culvert's been bypassed. And there's a hole about 3 feet across and about 3 feet deep. And if somebody doesn't see that, they're going to kill themselves on it.
What lots?
Where's that, Kim?
That's the Upper Slide Canyon, just before you go to the Forest Service, those last two lots on there. I think both of them are cut off because that last over that you cross has been bypassed. Apparently a log jammed in it or something in the front, so it went around on one of these heavy rainstorms we had in the last couple of weeks, and it has cut a trench almost 3 feet across and 3 feet deep in front of it. I laid a couple logs across the road, but hopefully somebody on an ATV doesn't go
zipping up through there.
Is that might be a more hidden project than moving that pile of dirt. I don't know. That's something that...
I was thinking if we got the wheel fixed on our backhoe, I'd go up there and try and fix that with our backhoe. But that's a long run for the backhoe of the wheel that's wobbled.
So I need to know the track to that.
Well, let's put things together. We'll
I mean, there are people who like to go up onto the up into the National Forest by the Ponderosa Grove and so forth. Visit up here, but this is kind of blocked out. There's no way to get around it.
So when you're up on top of the mountain?
No. Slide Canyon, when you take the left to go on the Upper Slide Canyon Road, and you continue that all the way to the Forest Service. And it's a very gradual grade.
And the Orlani's places?
No, not Orlani's.
Orlani's is way up on the hill.
This is down in the valley, down by Lot 190.
Okay.
There's a sign, and Dale White.
Where the Ponderosas are. Which side of the Ponderosas is?
Okay. No, you're talking about different Ponderosas. These are lower Ponderosas. Okay. Where you turn, where Delphite sign is going up there, you keep going straight. Okay? And you follow that road, and it'll take you right into the Forest Service. If you go far enough, there's an old lumber mill or a lumber camp up there. although a lot of that's grown over and not many people go up there. It's a road that it's kind of a hazard because it just, I mean, it's got a huge hole right there and you just drop right into it.
The Kubota
could probably fix that. What you've got to do though is pull the dirt out from in front of the culvert and try and unblock the culvert and then reload the dirt into that hole. I'm not talking about a small hole. I'm talking the hole that you can drop that picnic bench into and it just about disappear.
So well, maybe for now, maybe just take the boat up, at least just fill a hole in.
Fill the hole? But next rainstorm is going to do the same thing.
I mean, at least that's it.
Well, I have a list of different areas for roads, so I'll include that with it. Okay. Brent has shared some with me. I brought the map with me from Vance Green, so we can take a look at that and figure that one out. Last weekend, I guess the small generator froze up, and Taylor and Joe got that thing working.
Is it working enough now, I can see?
Yeah, he drained the oil.
And equipment, I have some questions. The truck was supposed to have been inspected, the one that we bought last year. Can you explain to me? They told you to pick it up.
They just told me it was done.
Well, see, the thing was, I didn't ask them to do the windshield wipers because these guys put the windshield wipers up here. He was only supposed to take care of the lights, and he said he did.
That storm was getting home.
The windshield wipers blew on her ride.
Coming home from Kanab in the storm.
So in other words, the truck has not been inspected
yet. It has.
It's
down there.
So it has been inspected. It's got the tags and everything.
No, it hasn't got the tags. So I still got the inspection sticker. Okay. Must be. I thought you guys had the inspection sticker.
They didn't give me anything.
Well, it must still be down at home.
She said the inspection. You also said the registration card is out of that too.
They said it was. Yeah, the guys did.
They took everything.
It's expired. Yeah, it's no good. Because I took it to get it Bill and I were going to get it registered, and I need an inspection sticker. I've done everything. Everything is done. I said, take that inspection sticker, mail a copy of it with it, and they'll give us a test. So, but I'll just, if you don't have the inspection, I'll go get it from home.
Yeah, he didn't give me nothing.
Monday's the holiday.
I think there'll be a...
Last Saturday, Barbara went into the old garage and found 4 or 5 tires that were blown because we've been having problems with the trucks. Are those fixed now? Do we have some things working?
And the little propane tanks were filled up, too.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is I put down here living conditions. You know that we have the other young couple that are here, Shauna and Nate, and we've been trying to get a trailer for them to be living in for a reasonable price. That hasn't been falling on good ears lately. We tried to get cabins for them to be going into, but again, Barbara has commented that the cabins have been fuller this year than they have ever been full, and they're all full, not just one or two on the weekends. So it's been a real full. The other thing that we were going to try to do was contact Jerry Racine and possibly ask if he had one of those trailers in his little area over there, because we have nowhere for the kids to stay. And last weekend, unfortunately, Jerry Racine wasn't here. Okay, so...
He says he really doesn't have anything. He has a motor home, but it needs to be cleaned. And I said, well, we know how to clean. You know, that's not a problem. I told him you guys would talk to him about it.
So see what he should do.
He should be back and forth here, he said.
Yeah, he was in this morning, actually.
We talked about
it. Well, he was here right before the meeting. So... He says it's probably another 3 hours before he got here. I don't know. And I said, well, they'll be here all day.
Okay, because we got to contact him. Did you talk to him about assisting Mark in the refrigerator?
I did not. Mark might have.
Because from what I understood from Barbara before, that refrigerator was so cold here in this...
Yeah, it froze the pops.
It froze the pops, so...
Over here?
Yes.
The refrigerator does, but the freezer does not work. The refrigerator does get cold.
But we'll talk to Jerry.
The freezer does not work.
The refrigerators work off the freezer.
I don't know.
The cold just falls down.
We put those pots in there and they won't get froze. They won't freeze.
It felt real cold. That's so down the road.
Okay.
Jerry's pretty good with these refrigerators.
So we thought that with the refrigerators, we might ask him on a need basis to specifically go in and assist. because in the beginning you were saying there's so many refrigerators that didn't work and this and that, but
we had troubles with them, yeah.
But he is a gentleman that is quite capable of handling that, so
okay.
We will follow through for the ranch on that one.
One thing on the living quarters, we did at one time, the store was over on the other side of the yard, and this building here was used, the Becksteads used it, the Jordans used it, and I know we've moved different things for different reasons, but is that a possibility? I mean, there's full kitchen, bathroom. This could be a usable housing rather than... I just feel like we're not using a lot of stuff
right.
we've got right. adequately or properly.
That's it. After the shower, right behind the door there.
Not only the shower doesn't work.
But there were comments that you felt that moving it back to the other store wouldn't work.
Well, I didn't say it wouldn't work. It's just a lot of work, and they are using the other store.
We're
using it quite heavily.
What do we
right.
have in the other store?
Laundry
drop-off.
I have so much dirty laundry that I don't want anything over here.
These two right here, are they full?
They've got storage for them, yeah.
What do we keep from those?
Extra dishes, extra coolers.
Yeah, it's a table, chairs.
And it's very small.
Yeah, they're not that small.
I've gone in there, too.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with Larry. I'm not. This is a new thing I just heard about. Linda's over there, but this would be as far as on-site. Yeah, some fix-up, but it's been used as a bunkhouse. We talked about it as a bunkhouse.
Well, the benefit of it, I think, if we needed to set up a tough shed or a haul up a shed that we can store linens and stuff in, or whatever we need, but. This already has all the plumbing, everything needed for living quarters.
Yeah.
And that would be very expensive to duplicate somewhere else. I think we could get this livable cheaper than buying a junker trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to put money into anything if we buy, something new.
Well, we were thinking of Jerry Racine having a very reasonable price going over there. And if we're talking about seasonal at this point, July is almost over with. They're just talking about August, September, and October.
What was Tom?
That's what we're talking about right now.
Plus, really, we're not talking about actually having. We talked about having to go to Racine and live in one of those things over there. And I'm wondering if Jerry insisted.
The other thing I wondered about.
Yeah. I'm wondering if maybe he.
Well, I told him you guys would come over and explain a little bit better.
Okay, because Jerry has a lot of things over there to live in that are permanent. They're not something you would pick up.
He normally keeps them fairly clean. That's interesting.
Maybe he didn't understand.
Larry?
Oh, I just was wondering about Massengale's home that's basically sitting there empty. And, obviously...
Well, we were thinking that it would be cheaper for the ranch to pay $100 or $200, whatever we need to pay for rent, if Jerry receives it for 3 months.
Sure.
The other thing is you leave that store over there and then you've got the problem of all your candy and everything gets hot and you cannot keep candy in there. I mean, right next to it, try to keep it in the fridge or keep it in their house because it's
just too hot.
It's way too hot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then you can't, you don't watch, you can't see it as good either.
Well, we had a receive again.
But I just wanted everyone to know that it is a situation that has been needing to be addressed, and we've been looking into it. Now we've reached a point where we just can't say, well, it just isn't working this way or this way anymore. We have to make some decision. So Jerry Racine is next, I guess. If that doesn't work, then
John Martin has a house.
Yeah, well, the refrigerator is not working.
I think we need no water, no
plan. Let me make a motion. I think we need to be real specific because we can't just keep them hanging going on our board meeting. That we talk to Jerry. That we allow up to, how much do you think, Barbara? You're saying $200 a month or
$100?
Okay, so if we negotiate.
Very small thing. We're not talking like a house.
So
So we authorize right now. We try for 100, but up to 200 if we have to for the month of August, September, and October. If that will not work, then I think our fallback is the store, moving stuff as much as we don't really want to.
And there is no stove in there either.
Yeah.
That would...
No, the fridge needs to go to the store.
We're talking. More money.
We're talking a couple $1,000.
I have a little wood-burning stove that I would donate, if you do.
Is that a cooking stove?
Your cooking stove? No. Well, you could actually cook on it if you want.
Ooh,
love
that.
Anyway, I think we got to do one. If that doesn't work, then we got to do this other. Unless we have another. That would be my second option. Is there another option that we should throw in there?
Right now, they've got cabbage on.
Talking about August, September, October, and what's the plan beyond that? Or Nate and Shauna, are they going to go back somewhere else in October?
I'm not sure. I don't know if they're going to try and get out here and stay out here, or if they're going to.
But they understand that the end of October is pretty much the end.
Right. Just so.
Okay.
Yes, they're under.
So then, if we fall back to this, then we have to. We have to authorize fixing the bathroom, buying a stove, and a refrigerator.
And all of that really could...
And then you've got to authorize a couple of days, or at least a day or so, of hard work to get everything back and forth. First of all, the clean out would be okay.
Yes.
So they got their tools, all the signs, all the extra fridges, all a lot of extra tools are in there, you know, furniture and stuff.
All my stuff in there.
And then we have to move all that out. And see, the reason it was moved into here, this was at that time used as a furniture. This was not being used as a bunkhouse. Well, all the side effects that are there. 7 years. This was not used as a fun house, right? Which is nothing. It was used as a storage room. So that's why they did the switch.
I guess my question is, okay, if push comes to shove, and that's what we have to do, can we put these things in other buildings or other places?
No, we just have to put them into this, though. Just do a switch.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? I mean, where else would you put it?
Put the stuff over there, and that's
the whole thing. Exactly. Just do a switch. That's all you could do.
And even switch.
So you'd have to put your store back into that other building.
And are we prepared to spend a couple $1,000 on that improvement? What is that fund called?
Capital
improvement? I'm lengthening my motion, but I think they've got to do one of these.
It's really not a capital improvement.
Sounds like a whole lot of work if we can go to Jerry and spend $600.
But if they can't work that out, what are we going to do? They can't wait around another month.
Has anybody studied the cabin use? Barbara sent me a sheet of available cabins during July, August, September, October, and there's lots of empty cabins.
Well, if we can keep one cabin open.
What if we use one of our own cabins?
Well, that's what I understood was the comment was that it hasn't worked very well.
Well, they've been jumping. I mean, it's been mostly
They've had to come and stay in your place because there haven't been open cabins, especially on the
weekends.
Well,
there's open cabins, but there's not the same cabin open for a
long period of time.
You know, it's like here, there, back and forth, and moving around. And so we'd have to call the members up. There was all the members that was going to be in cabin, say, 4, and say, I'm sorry, you need to jump to this cabin, or I need to
I don't think members like that because they choose a cabin for a reason.
I know they do, and I don't really have to like to do that. You know, and a lot of times they've chosen 4 because they're for families of 3 or 1.
So my feeling was that wasn't a good option.
Because that's what I tried to do. John?
Yesterday when I came up in my refrigerator, I found some of my friends. I went over to Sherry's. They've got about three trailers in the front, small for a number of 2 people, that are just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I'm sure that... something can be worked out with him.
He offered it to me before when I was living up here, and I had family come up. I said, you know what, I wonder if I could rent a lease for my family. And Jerry had offered that to me.
I mean, they're just sitting there. One of them, the door is
Well, open. we just have to talk to him. Find him here when we're here so we can talk. Let me ask another question. If we're saying if we'll put $100 up to $200, would that be something that we could offer him instead of payment in place of annual dues so that there's no money out? Could that be something that we could also do? In place of. Well, I meant for next year. I'm talking for next year. You know, that was my thought.
Those are Betty's links. They aren't all Jerry's.
Betty has dues too.
That's what he said. That's what he was telling
you. You know, giving up one of those trailers for his. That sounds
profitable. I mean, it would sound good. Okay. Now there's a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
Did you want to restate it, or
okay, I'll restate,
let's make it redefined.
I'll restate my motion. We contact Jerry and we try to work out our accommodation needs that we are authorizing between $100 to $200 for the 3 months. If that does not work out, then I think we need to improve the bunkhouse status, and those funds, I mean, we're making, I believe that's capital improvement. I mean, it's not there. Well, it's not there. You got to make it a living quarters. But anyway, I would propose that $3,000 if needed. You know, we shower, stove, fridge come from that fund. That's my proposal.
Is there a second?
I have to think about it.
I mean, to have $2,000 to $3,000 more taken out, it's like
I really don't want to say $1,000 to $2,000 or $1,000, but you got to be prepared to.
I would second it, because I think the first part of the proposal is the solution, and we can make it work.
It doesn't work. Okay. Probably will work out. We all think it probably will. But what if it doesn't? We can't wait another 30 days for the report.
I still think if somebody would study the available open cabins, that the 10 cabins would serve the needs without spending $2,000 or $3,000.
It's just going to be either an inconvenience to members to abandon whatever their reservation was, or an inconvenience to them to be in here and then in here and in here.
And what if there's not any inconvenience at all? What if there's openness?
There's one cabin.
I should have brought the cabin thing.
You have it?
Oh,
I do have it.
No, and I have both.
I mean, this is what we tried to work on for a while, and then all of a sudden, another member called in and said, you know, are there any cabins? Well, then there was a cabin that they were using that became a member's rental, so then they were out. So that has been a thing, either that or designate a specific cabin, number 9 or number 6 or
number
something.
Number 9 was the one that was mostly open during this time. So,
and I think 9's open pretty well in September, but it's pretty full in August. I mean, yeah.
I think you have people in it in August.
Is there another?
I think it's pretty
it was
clear.
New reservations, and I think because I had them in 9 until September, so the middle of September, and then I think somebody called in and
we
put
have
somebody
one
in 9.
Now?
I think there's in August.
Is there another cabin that a person that's in number 9 would prefer another
I don't know,
cabin?
Like I said, I'm not the only one that's looked at it. Shelley has two, and it's like.
Yeah, I look at it all the time.
I do too. I mean, I
figure
it out. I tried to a month or two ago when you guys first suggested this, a month ago. But I think let's try the Jerry Racine thing. If it fails, then let's do what Dale says. Try to work it out.
Yeah, the cabin thing. We can probably jump them around.
Okay, I see the consensus lies that way, so I'll just shorten my proposal to try to work things out, Jerry.
Okay.
Hopefully it does.
Yeah. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous. Okay. Anything else on your list?
Oh. Pretty much that was everything that, oh, the generator, the big generator. I guess the horses kicked one of the hoses and kicked it.
What's been the policy? When it's the big generator's being run, you leave the doors open. When it's not being run, you close them?
Close them.
And what happened? It was when it was not.
I guess, I don't know. And the horses or the llamas or something had gotten in there, bit it, kicked it, something. But it had taken one of the copper fuel lines and shook it right so it wouldn't run. So Mark fixed that. Yeah, it's all fixed. That's about it. Oh, he did the fridge in 10. He had to restart it. I think that's a bad fridge. It's blown out. And replaced the window in and screen in mine. And that's about it.
Did he get the measurements for the gunshot in the other window here to
he
give to Barbara?
He hasn't given them to me. I can get them from him today, though. Before you leave. Or you're not leaving.
Drive by.
Okay. Anything else on that?
When you said number 9, he fixed the window and the screen or just the screen?
He put the window in and fixed the screen. Yeah, it was just laying on the bed. Oh, and the door in 10. Somebody had taken the door off in one of the bedrooms.
Oh.
And there was a hole in it also, it looked like, that he put it back on, so.
There was something else that I wanted to comment. When members come up here and they have expertise in different areas and they say to you, I can go in and fix the doors that won't close in this cabin, and they haven't closed. If they're willing to do that, that's their expertise. They know how to do it. The board is never at a point where we're going to say, don't do that.
Oh, I would say, go ahead.
Well, they were told not. Oh. They were told no. And it wouldn't be necessarily a reflection on you and what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
It's a matter of what needs to be done. And he has the time or she has the time to be able to do that kind of thing. So just understand that that is completely acceptable to us. And we missed out on someone being able to fix all the doors in the garden cabin and the top to
and
be able to close.
Heard anything about it?
Mark did.
Okay.
Mark did.
I'll let him know that then.
That, as I say, and whether it be Joe and Brent going up and fixing the generator, those are the things that these people are quite capable and can of doing. So, you know, that doesn't cost you more time or money or anything else. That's something that we...
Well, it helps out here, too.
If you see us down here and you need something, you need to let us know.
Oh, I usually do.
As I say, sometimes, as I've heard this from a couple of different members, they told us no.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
Okay.
You know,
as
far as getting in to pick up for the equipment, no, that is a no.
No, but...
Okay, the equipment, no, but yeah, anything to do with the cabin.
Well, you know, have it run by you and talk about it, because I know that the people have volunteered and that is their area of construction or whatever it may be.
Okay.
So that can only help us.
All right.
Okay.
I'll let him know.
All righty. Are we done there? All right, old business.
So can I go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.